You're listening to Neil Stevens, playing your kind of music from the small records of the big holes.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the love promotion.
I know you get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby, do the love promotion.
My little baby sister can do it with me. It's easy underlining your ABC. So come on, come on, do the love promotion with me. You gotta swing your hips now.
Little Eva, the locomotion right there. Yes, what a great song she has. And Little Eva had a big hit, made a few bucks, right? 1 week on the charts, Billboard number one, the locomotion. Grand Funk Railroad brought that out some years later. I like that version, too. I like Little Eva better because I heard it first, but I like Grand Funk Railroad, too. Yeah, it's very appropriate. It's a train song, right? Locomotion. Okay, that was 1962. We wrapped that up. Let's go to 1961. We've got one song from there with two others. So that's three. And then we have three from 1960. And then you're going to hear my all-time top 10. So you want to stay around for that, kiddo. Okay, let's start off with Dion. Dion from the South Bronx. Yes, Dion, 2 weeks at number one. Here it is.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Away from a run around sewer. Whoa. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now people love me.
away from a runner out to a pit.
Run Around Sue by Dion. Yep. Remember, he played with the Belmonts. You know, they got their name in the South Bronx. They used to be along Belmont Avenue, and they used to sing on the sidewalks and get chased away and sing some more in another spot and get chased away and sing some more at another spot and get chased away and sing some more. Well, you know the story. So that's what happened. No, I'm just making all that up, that part. I'm not sure they got chased away. I wouldn't chase those guys away. Now, I lived in the Bronx till I was four, but I never met Dion. You know, he was in South Bronx. I was in the North Bronx. Yes. Okay, so we had Dion and Run Around Sue. And here comes a group, the Tokens, mostly New Yorkers here. The Lion Sleeps Tonight, 1961.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Okay, we got Tokens, The Lion Sleeps Tonight right there, 3 weeks at number one. By the way, Run Around Sue was 2 weeks at number one. So we had The Lion Sleeps Tonight, The Tokens. And then we had this song, and my wife and I had a dog named Snowy, a beautiful cockapoo, and Snowy would sing. This is the song he sang the very first time.
You give your love
Hey, the Shirelles right there. Yep, Will You Love Me Tomorrow? That's the first song that our beautiful little dog, Snowy, sang with me for the very first time. I think he was trying to drown me out, is what he was doing, actually. Because I can't sing, but he could. Now, our current dog, Dodie the Dodger dog, she doesn't sing. She's really shy. She just won't do it. She looks at me, Dodie, you want to sing? And she looks at me, her ears perk up, but she won't do it. No, it's not my fault, Carl. Now, stop that. Okay. All right. So anyway, we started off right there, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, on this segment. We're on the soundtrack of the 60s here on the 60sofficialsite.com. Tell everybody. Everybody can come and listen to this if they're not listening now. And what we're doing is playing three songs from every year in the 60s. And I've got two more to go here three to go. 1960, we're going to go right here. And I'm looking at the piece of paper here. And now we're going to do this and a couple of more, and then we're going to play my all-time top 10, okay? So that's what we'll do. This first song, it's called The Twist, and it went to number one. Yes. But guess what? And I'll tell you guess what after you hear it. Okay, here's Chubby Checker. Checker, yeah, The Twist. I don't know if we should play it again, Carl, but 1962. Now, first in 1960, The Twist went to number one, but in 1962, it was re-released, and it went to number one again. That's the first rock and roll song ever to go to number one twice. And it did. I mean, people bought it. So, well, it's a great song. Great song. I twisted with Chubby Checker and a bunch of other people from the crowd down in Fort Lauderdale back in, I would say, the mid-80s, I think it was. Yeah. Mr. Days. Yep. He was very nice. Got to interview him after the show. A really good guy. Good guy. Okay, so Chubby Checker, The Twist. Now we have another one coming to you from Charlotte, North Carolina. We've got Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. I bet you know the name of the song. I won't say it till after we hear it. There you have Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, a week at number one on the Billboard charts. You know, and that was called Stay. That's one of the shortest songs, about a minute and 34, and we get different numbers. But as far as I know, my research, that it's the shortest song to make number one on the Billboard charts. Now, there may have been others that made the charts that were a little shorter, maybe. But I believe Stay is the first one, short song, to make the shortest to make number one. Anyway, we'll stick by that unless I learn more. And let's play another from 1960. We're catching all the big ones. This is an Elvis Presley tune. Yeah, it's soon a song, and when it was a song, it was a tune. Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight, Elvis Presley? 6 weeks at number one. So there you have it. Before I play my all-time top 10, there you have it. We played, let's look at the list, okay? See if you like them all. Sugar Sugar, Suspicious Minds, Honky Tonk Woman, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Dock of the Bay, Mrs. Robinson, Light My Fire, Respect, The Letter, Wild Thing, Reach Out, I'll Be There, The Sounds of Silence, You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling, Satisfaction, Downtown, She Loves You, My Girl, Dawn, It's My Party, Fingertips Part 2, Easier Said Than Done, He's a Rebel, Duke of Earl, The Locomotion, Runaround Sue, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, Will You Love Me Tomorrow for Snowy, The Twist, Stay, and Are You Lonesome Tonight? And there you have it. There you have it. Songs from the 10 years of the 60s, three from each year. How'd you like that? Okay. Now we've got some other songs to play here. Now let's start it off with my all-time top 10. It changes every once in a while. This is the current for 2020. This is Neil's all-time favorites. They're not all 60s. Some from the late 50s, but that doesn't matter. It's all together on the rock and roll charts. And it's rock and roll, and that's where it's supposed to be. So let's start off with this one. A great one, maybe the greatest, by The Animals, House of the Rising Sun. Dance of the Rising Sun, The Animals, 1964, number one for 3 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. Ooh, hot. Okay. Sonny and Cher hit the big time. A lot of songs. Boy, were they great. I Got You, Babe, Sonny and Cher, 1965.